And then someone went,
testing, 1, 2.
I can really taste the bacteria.
What's up, John? What's up, John Burton?
1, 2, 3, 4. Why you can't have a best?
Okay, wait. Let me rewind. John, you're right.
Right. I'm just going to play us in a little bit.
When are you going to tell me we're starting?
We started.
Okay. Awesome.
Wait, say something?
Say something?
Hello?
How's that sounding?
It's not.
You need...
Vagina?
John, tap your wrist. Tap your
there
wrist.
There you go.
Turn it on. Tap your wrist.
Clap all right, on, man.
Clap off.
Clap on.
Right. The clapper.
The 1970 version of it.
The closer you can get to these, the better, but you don't have to be like right on top of them.
Because
Cher set me up.
Yeah, we got to be right on top.
On top of them does help.
All right.
Want to go in a circle and introduce yourselves?
Sure.
Joe Yuva. Well, that's my name.
Obviously a big talker. I'll be doing the heavy lifting. Right.
No, that's my name.
Tell us about yourself, Joe.
No, Joe Yuva. I live in Hopewell Junction, and I'm happy to be part of this fundraiser that we're about to discuss.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Ken Formicola. Same thing. Good friends with Lynn. We've known her for a few years now. She's a sweetheart, and we're just trying to help her out.
Dawn Mondelli, a.k.a. Sparkles.
Yeah.
I'm Sparkles. She's we. We won't talk much about my life as I'm a hot disaster right now.
Well, a hot mess?
Now
I'm a lot of fun.
Now we have to talk about your life.
Yeah. No, we'll get to that.
That's a whole nother podcast.
I feel like I'm on the dating show. So my name's Cher. I'm 50 years old. I'm 5'4". I like music to digits.
So if you're under 4...
Notice I didn't say my weight. I'm 125 pounds, okay?
All right. In case we've offended anybody, plug the event right now up top so that everybody gets it in case they don't make it all the way through.
All right. So it's Kickstart for Lynn's Heart. It's going to be at the Hudson Valley Pickleball. October 12th from 11 to 8. And it'll be it's all about heart health and learning about, what Lynn has been through and what she's going through now. And we also have a lot of events. We have pickleball, we have cornhole, we have a hole in one tournament at the golf simulators, we have food, there's a cash bar. Am I missing anything?
Music.
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 Yes.
That's
live
why
music.
It's as long
girls
as it is.
Girls dancing on the bar. No,
yeah. Girls dancing in the bar.
Girls dancing.
We're going to have music all day long. We're going to have like 6 music acts. And depending on some other things, we might have some music outside or in between sets. So there might be just constant live music all day long. We're just working some of that stuff out. It is a long day. Nothing saying that you have to be there all day. You can come check out your favorite band, buy a shirt, buy a bracelet, donate, buy raffle tickets. There's going to be raffles. There's going to be all sorts of stuff. We are looking for sponsors. Anybody out there that wants to sponsor us?
And volunteers.
If anybody's out there that wants to sponsor like a business, we'll put you on the advertising and stuff like that. We'll get you free entry tickets, like a couple free t-shirts, stuff like that. There'll be like a couple little perks for sponsoring. So if anybody out there is looking to sponsor it, you can email us at kickstartlynsheart@gmail.com, kickstartlynsheart@gmail.com, and let us know. But yes, we are also looking for volunteers for that day, for leading up to that day, for whether it be getting food donations or raffle item donations or
just helping out.
Going. I have tent cards made that I have 200 tent cards that Duchess Pro Print. Thank you guys so much for donating them. They donated us 200 tent cards that we can go to local businesses, and it has the QR codes to the Eventbrite and her GoFundMe on it and an explanation of what the event is and her conditions on the back.
Yep.
And so, yeah, any volunteers for that, you guys can come to me and pick up 50 of those bad boys and hit some local businesses and see if they'll let you put it on their checkout counters or whatever. So so that's it so far. So everybody, you know, Lynn has like 6,500 followers on her Facebook page. Everybody knows Lynn. She is your county legislator for District 14 as well. And she's done some really great stuff for the town of Wappinger. Lynn is one of those people that you meet her and you just love her immediately. There's never any side eye. There's never any raising of your eyebrow ever. Like, you just know that she's a very wonderful, genuine human. And this is a very rare thing. And the irony of her having one of the most amazing hearts you'll ever meet in your life to one of the most fucked up hearts you'll ever meet in your life is not lost on me. Not lost on any of us, and that's why we're doing this. So so Kenny has some information here about her conditions and what they are and yada yada and things that got fixed in her 11-hour heart surgery. So go for that.
Yeah, so basically she has a VSD, which is typically when you're born with this, is a hole in your heart between the two chambers. It could either be small or large, and in her case, it needed to be fixed by surgery. She also has a AFib, which is another heart rhythm disorder, which can lead to palpitations and fluttering heartbeat. It also leads to fatigue, shortness of breath, and dizziness and chest pain. She also has an aneurysm of the aortic aorta, which is an enlargement of the aortic valve or whatever it is, but it's one and a half times of, you know, what a normal size would be. So that causes a lot of other issues. You also have stenosis of the pulmonary valve as well. So these are all things that are part of congenital heart disease, where when you come to Hudson Valley Pickleball, and in fact, by the way, let's shout out to Hudson Valley Pickleball, because yes, they're extending this place for us to have this great event there. So you're going to learn all about heart disease. We're going to hopefully have somebody taking blood pressure and teaching you about heart disease and what actually Lynn has gone through. And so we'll have a table set up for that as well. She is, if you don't know, Lynn has had the heart surgery. She is recovering. She's out of ICU. And she's stable, and she's doing much better now. So that's where we're at.
She did have to have a pacemaker put in a couple of days after her surgery. Her heart was not beating on its own. The external pacemaker was the only thing doing the work. And so she did need a pacemaker, and she will need it for the rest of her life. So that happened on Thursday. And, you know, so right now she has some edema. She has some swelling. She has one of her vocal cords is paralyzed right now from the intubation. She might need to have have an injection to help that. It could be a permanent thing. It could be a temporary thing. So that's very concerning to her right now, obviously. So with that said, you know, I know that Lynn is one of the most famous people in the area. But if you know her and if you have her number or you have her on Facebook, if you guys could just send her a little note. Now, she's not going to be able to reply to everybody, and please don't be offended if she doesn't reply to you. But as somebody who I went through cancer, no human is prepared or designed to go through trauma like this without some collateral damage, right? And a lot of times that collateral damage is your mental health.
Sure.
And so she's not in the best place right now. So if anybody does know her, even if they don't, even if they know of her and they're just on her Facebook page or she's just on yours, send a note with something positive. Send her something funny. She has one of the best senses of humor of any human I know. But just a little something to try to keep her mind out of that space would be really, really cool and helpful. But on a side note also of that day, so Sue Serino is also helping and getting involved. And what we're looking to do is having a heart health court in there where we are hoping to do CPR classes, a nutritionist, stuff like that. So there's going to be like a heart health court that is going to be all about this and some information about her conditions and maybe even other heart conditions too. Like we'll see what Sue Serino can pull together for us. But Sue is working with us on this as well. So is, well, there's somebody else on her team that's helping too. He just would rather remain anonymous, but thank you to that person for helping us. And so, do you have any questions for us? Cause I
got a ton of questions.
I thought you'd never ask.
Yes.
Joe, how do you know her?
So that's a great
prison.
That's right. I met her in a police lineup.
Did she carry your baby?
No, you can tell. We were both in a police lineup, and they picked her. No. The funny thing is,
because she looks like you.
Yes, a little bit, height wise. But the funny thing is, I was gonna bring that up because I look around the table and Kenny and I, we probably know Lynn the least amount of years compared to you guys. And I don't know about you, Sparks, but
he's about almost 2 years now.
All right. So then you as well. So if you think about that, right? But so you got Kenny and I really met her about 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
At Daryl's house.
Yeah. And the funny thing is we sat down at the bar and she took a immediate liking to us and it was equal. Like we knew. Like this was a really, really good person and a cool person.
Tribe. It's your tribe.
Yeah, it was easy and it was an easy thing to like kind of go back and then see her again and then again. And it kind of led into, hey, you guys need to come out with me and meet these people and probably you as well. And
no, you don't need to meet me.
That's fine.
Well, I'm good.
But to the point where I was going was for something to happen to Lynn, which Ken and I found out in the short period that we knew her, to immediately want to step up and help this person really was a testament to who she was and what she gave to everybody who she would always give you a minute of her time. Every time you go out, you get a minute of Lynn's time. And then
and that's enough.
We knew. Yeah. Right?
I didn't want more. But,
we knew. We talked about it a lot. We were like, yo, they're going here. We need to go. And we did. And it just kind of kept blossoming into these beautiful friendships that now we do have. And for this amazing event to happen with people who only know her in this short period is actually testament to who she is to us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how we feel about her as well.
Can you cry for us now?
I'm not going to cry.
Everybody does. Everybody does. It's part of the show.
John, I'm a crier and they know that.
Okay, great. Then I'm going to get you. I am too.
And I'm getting you.
So that's really how it happened for me. So,
yeah. Lynn, but I had great Lynn story. So my wife had like this head and neck cancer thing, right? And she got banged around pretty good. And when that happens, like, you come out of it. You don't come out of it immediately. There's like brain fog and blah, blah. But my wife loves Melissa Etheridge. So a friend's got her tickets to go to this Melissa Etheridge concert, which is a whole nother fucking story because she says she likes live music and refuses to listen to me ever. So, but that's that happens to be true. She's literally like, I play four rooms away and she's like, I hear you through the walls. I'm like, yeah, that's listening. Thank you. So she's going for this Melissa Etheridge concert, but I'm like a little nervous because it's a crowd and she's, bunch of neuropathy, bunch of stuff going on. So, I don't know how you tell me. Somebody told me Lynn was going. Maybe share it to me. Somebody told me Lynn was going. So I reached out. Now, this is a big concert. So I reached out to Lynn and I'm like, hey, if you bump into Trish, just let me know that she's okay. Now, you're not going to bump into her. It's a giant fucking... Yeah. Lynn made it her business to march around the whole concert till she found Trish and then sent me a picture of her and Trish together and said, yeah, we're having a great time. So that was... That touched me a lot.
I'm sure she got lost in the crowd. She's little. At some point, she's little away.
Well... The picture, Trish, my Trish is tall, so it looks like a before after photo. He's down here. But yeah, it's also like a, like this event is kind of like a Hudson Valley thing too. Like I think, like there's people, I'm moving here, but I live in Westchester right now. Shout out to the three good people in Westchester. No, I love the three people. But like to have like a community where this kind of thing can come from, you know, sure, to come from nothing to like this giant thing like that, that really speaks.
Yeah, and you got to remember one thing. You're talking to people that know nothing about doing any of this fundraising stuff.
Right.
This is like coming from like, yeah, okay, we got together and we said something needed to happen. And this is where we are today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty amazing.
A while ago now, probably 10 years ago now, a friend of mine, his daughter had kidney cancer and she wound up passing a few years ago. But I did one then right after I had a very major surgery of my own. I needed to help, you know, that's the only way you can help when somebody's kid is sick like that. But
and if and when I need it, I'm going to count on these three people.
And I hope I never do, but
How did you meet her?
I met her through the music community.
Yeah, okay.
A restaurant.
Really?
You're doing
bars on the window?
You are so doing your own show. Okay. Wow.
Oh, no. I met her at Estes Beverly.
Oh, okay.
One night, and then
was there a reason you couldn't say that?
No.
Yeah, there was.
There were bars on those.
Okay.
Dude, just give me 5 minutes with her. Can I just have 5 minutes with her?
I know, she's like the fucking lockbox.
I know. Just get right.
She came down from water.
She came down from
water. Okay, so anyway.
Let's not go there.
Told you my life's a hot disaster.
What's the worst thing in your life right now?
Oh, Jesus.
It's a hot disaster. What's the worst thing?
We don't
thing?
Have time for this.
Kenny's like one of my besties, so he knows what's going on.
I don't think I signed
it. You didn't sign the poster? We'll fucking take it down and sign it out. Lynn did. See, Lynn at least signed the poster. No, seriously, what's the worst thing in your life right now?
I don't want to talk about that.
What's the second worst thing in your life right now?
I don't want to talk about that one either.
Jesus, how deep does this go? What's the third?
How deep is your love? How deep does Dawn's life go? It goes pretty deep. But anyway, so I met her through the music community.
Okay.
Pretty much, you know, and we instantly clicked and that was it. And she's also, you know, we both know people in the biker community also. So her and I connect on all levels. So
very cool.
Yeah.
How'd you meet her, Cher?
Prison. She was the bartender at the Alley Cat years ago, probably 10, 11 years ago. And she was the booking manager and she booked my band, Ginger Jungle. And that's how we, you know, just started to become friends. But then we've gotten really close over the last probably six years or so, probably something like that. But yeah, she's just an awesome human. And it sucks that somebody like her that just wants the best for everybody around her, even the people that are shitty to her, she would never wish ill will on. Like, she's just a good person. And it sucks to see her going through this. And, you know, just from my own experience, you know, when I went through what I went through, I was married to an awful human. And
from Westchester?
No, but maybe he should go there now. Go with his people. Find your people.
Find your people. They're in Westchester.
And money was a huge concern. You know, I was out of work on disability, and that's $138 a week or some shit like that. Like, that's what you
live
get.
Live at large,
that's
man.
What you get. Yeah. And, you know, he had stopped for whatever reason, I don't even know, and you'll never get a straight answer, stopped paying the bills. And so, you know, the phone was just constantly ringing when it was turned on from bill collectors. And it was just the most stressful thing ever. And, you know, when my friend Kevin went through it with his daughter, I knew I couldn't allow that to happen there either, you know, and I'm not going to allow that to happen to Lynn either. You know, the last thing I want her to worry about is money when she needs to just worry about healing. Living through this and right. surviving this.
Yeah.
And getting her brain straight, which is going to cost money. You know, it's like all the things.
Even right. without the bad ticker, getting her brain straight would cost money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
That's probably more well. Money.
Right. Yeah. That's, that's not a gimme no matter what.
Paranoia, like, I don't know. That's why we click so well.
Because your brain's not straight either.
Yeah.
Okay.
both very entertaining.
Did you guys mention where to buy tickets for this thing?
Oh, yeah. You have to go on our Eventbrite page, which I think if you just look up on Eventbrite, if you like Google Eventbrite, Kickstart Lynn's Heart, it'll come up automatically.
Yes.
Tickets are $25 plus the Eventbrite fee because they're whores. And and then you can get a t-shirt on there.
I hope they don't hear it.
Register.
You used to be able to buy tickets on Eventbrite until right. yeah, yeah, this
era. Races are going to be day of.
Oh, they are.
They're yeah,
yeah,
going
yeah.
On.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we have the cool bracelets. Where did I put
How can
I
not get a bracelet?
John, no, we have one for you.
What the heck? We have one for you.
Right, I'll get it for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in the bag. It's in the bag.
And then you can go to her GoFundMe page as well, which that is also Kickstart Lynn's Heart. It's all over all of our Facebook pages as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, if you can't go, you can donate. And again, if you can sponsor, or you know, or if you work for a company that you think might be interested in sponsoring, that would be amazing. Anything you could possibly do to help. And like I said, we don't know how long she's going to be out of work, but it's going to be a while,
yeah.
You know.
Also, Lynn has an E at the end of it. So
yes,
if
yes.
you're frustrated looking for it, it's yes. L-Y-N-N-E.
Right.
Don't stop till you put the E.
Right.
Yes.
Don't stop till you put we do need volunteers. We're going to stress that right now. Any kind of volunteers would we appreciate it.
No convicts, please. For
I was going to say.
For just, you know.
She just threw a number out.
There's no reason I attract the fellas.
I know the reason. It's not some reason. I can pin it. Unless
before I give up. Right. I don't know what it is. But anyway.
You have to serve 1 year in to talk to her.
Yeah.
It's a whole different
If you don't story. Have a record, please don't call.
Go by her.
But seriously,
move on.
Like, volunteers, like even for a couple of hours. And then, you know, I have a list of tasks that need to be done in the lounge area where the music is going to be happening.
Do you have email?
Yes.
Could you do the email? Do you want your phone number out?
I don't really care.
I can scrub that.
Out with my business. So I don't really care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
But
it's a little scary when I'm mad. So it's no, sorry.
Well, you can email Kickstart.
Reason number two.
Oh, reason number, yeah.
So edit that. Don't put that in there.
Yeah.
You can email kickstartlinsheart@gmail.com.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's our email.
So. Yeah. Okay. Anything along that. If you have any questions, if you want to volunteer, if you want to offer anything up, you know, for a raffle basket,
food,
you know, who knows? A lot of people have like sports paraphernalia and stuff like that. Maybe I don't know if we could raffle some stuff off, like
sure.
that kind of stuff. So if you have any kind of collector's coins or whatever, like something like that we could put in a raffle basket that might increase the value
old
of it.
Guitar, anything,
yeah,
music,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. anything yep. musical.
Why do you say old guitar and look right at me?
She's looking behind you.
Yeah.
What?
Maybe old guitar and your initials are JB and.
God, I don't know anything about music, but none of them have strings on them.
Like, I can't play. I just like looking at them.
I'm like, what do you do?
I know. I just look at them.
Well, take them down. What's that? You were there. I know.
I'm about donations.
Any kind of donations. If you guys know any midgets.
Midget tossing?
Midget all right. I will donate a midget.
Don't do a midget
little
hole in one.
Little
stripper skill in the
Little bit. You think I'm politically correct?
No, I'm not. Would like to donate their tips.
I'm not.
That's another funny Lynn story. So
strippers?
Close.
Okay.
So Cher does this really good podcast, and she does it with Lynn. And I had I was just getting to know Lynn, and I started a ream of short jokes, and she was getting pissed and more pissed and more pissed. And she said one more, and I'm coming across the table. So I did.
Elf.
The elf. And she came across the table, but the work it took her to get up to get on the table was hilarious.
She did.
But she did come across the table at me. That's true.
That's yeah. You should have me on.
She's a little scrapper.
It would be very entertaining.
Yes. Well, yeah. Well, I need to get back to doing the podcast.
I'll be a guest.
You're very good at it.
It was a great release of all the shit that I think in my head that I don't say. It was a great way to get rid of it all.
Is there a rain date, or do we need a rain date? Or
no, there's no rain date because everything's
going to
happen
right?
inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So there's a possibility that we're going to be able to have cars and motorcycles outside. We're just waiting for the final approval from the landlords to have that happen. That's the other things that you could do on the Eventbrite. You can register your hot rod. You can register your motorcycle to do a motorcycle run, or just, you know, show your car outside, you know, kind of a thing. If it rains, then obviously that could be an issue. So we could either refund that money, or you could just donate
it. Or you could just donate it and not be a jerk.
Right. And so we would just go with that, you know, and hope that it would, because your registration gets you entry into the event as well. So, so they could just come to the event as a ticket holder. It doesn't cost any more. It's the same $25.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So they could just turn that into a donation for the event if that's the case. And that would be really cool if people would do that. If they wanted a refund, we would be able to work that out.
You're singing, right?
So what bands are lined up? So the bands that's a good question. The bands that are lined up are Ginger's Revenge, the Jukebox Junkies, Circle 65, my band Pandemonium, and I'm missing one.
Joan Church.
Kiss.
They're outside. Yeah,
that's a great lineup.
That is a good lineup.
Those are big hitters right there. I mean, they got, you know.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's a great lineup. So, and with the bike run, VP Customs, VP underscore Customs, they're big YouTubers, and it's a wife and husband team. The wife is one of the Valkyrie Vixens. So she will be, they will be organizing
that. Part of the ride?
Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you to them because they're donating their time
because
and energy doing this. And I can't thank them enough for doing that.
Because I love Lynn so much. I am pledging right now. I'm going to put my banged up Mazda in the classic car section.
There you go.
And I'm not allowed on a motorcycle, but I will bring a bike and pedal.
With the stringless guitar.
Right. And I'll bring a stringless guitar. Oh, that's a sixth band. Me with no
right
strings.
Love it. So that it's actually five bands. I apologize. We wound up going with five bands just because of time. So Jukebox Junkies, Sucker Punch, Pandemonium, Circle 65.
Come on in.
We're talking about Lynn's fundraiser.
Yeah.
Oh, not a suitcase. Actually, no one ever heard today.
Yeah, they're going. Yeah,
we're going down here soon.
Yeah.
Right after this.
You want to sit?
No, we're working.
Oh, it's Labor Day, man.
I'm going to try to fix my life there.
Got it. Labor. Take care, Doug. Thank you.
So now,
you might have to stay behind and fix your life.
There's going to be a half an hour or so in between bands to get one band off and one band on.
How long?
And then half an hour in between. And so I have some acoustic acts that are going to play in another room during that time. So it'll be like live music all the way through. So you're going to have Hurricane Annie, Angelo Santilli and Trisha Paolo, Bianca Carano and Jeff Carano, Natasha B Duo is going to be there. Jenny Angel is going to be there. So there's going to just be live music the whole day.
Like, I love
nothing canned, nothing, you know, just great Hudson Valley fucking music.
Circle 65,
you know, great stuff.
Sucker Punch, Pandemonium, Jukebox Junkies, and Ginger's Revenge.
Awesome.
Love the lineup.
So I'm going to put a schedule out soon. And like I said, you know, it's a long day. You could just come the time slot that your band or two is there. You don't have to stay for the whole day. And if you can't go, buy a ticket anyway. If you can't go, donate on the GoFundMe. Whatever. And even if it's, listen, Lynn has 6,500 people on her Facebook page. If everybody gave $10, a fucking Starbucks coffee costs $10 right now.
Well, up here, down by me, it's 30.
Exactly.
I don't know where you're getting your Starbucks.
Just for love, John?
Yeah.
give up your coffee for just one day. And if everybody donated $10, yeah, that's $65,000 with all those people just giving her 10 bucks. Nobody's asking for you to donate 100. Nobody's asking you to donate 250, 1,000. Nobody's asking for that. If everybody that is hearing this now, if all the people on my Facebook page, all the people on Dawn's, Kenny's, Joe's, John's, all of us, if those people just gave $10, she would not have to worry an iota about money. She would just be here. And it would be like the ultimate amazing thing that the Hudson Valley can do for one person.
Healing time for her. That would be
That's what I'm saying.
Good healing time
you know,
for her.
It's like, and to know that that many people rallied around her, like, that's insane, right? You know, to know, like, you know, we look at the GoFundMe now and it says, you know, 300 people donated. Like, that's insane.
That's a touch. That is great. Just a touch.
If it said 6,500 people donated, what an amazing thing that would do for your mental health to know that that many people thought about you for that second and thought enough about you to help you in your life. Because let's face it, all you people out there listening to this, you pray to God that you are never in the situation. Mm-hmm. You pray to God that no one in your family or no one in your immediate friend group is in the situation. And you pray to God that if they ever are, you have people like us and people like you that are going to step up and help. So put good karma out there because you never fucking know, right. Okay? And help. That's what I'm telling you to do.
Especially God when it's unexpected. You're not prepared for this.
No. No.
And she has
You're
two
not prepared
kids.
For it.
She has...
Listen, nobody's even... Half the people that I know aren't even prepared to die, okay? Yeah. They're not even prepared to die. Mm-hmm. They die and their family has to put a GoFundMe out there to bury them.
Right.
So like... Can we please just rally around this human for $10 a person and
share
and
it
help
on your
somebody
page and
share
help.
It on your page? What
that
does it helps. Take you? You'll share a stupid reel or a stupid meme and in 2 seconds,
mm-hmm.
A stupid, you know, political post that's going to divide people. Right. Share this instead and bring people
this
together
will help
to
a
help
single
somebody.
Mother with two children help her heal.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't get me. Don't make me get Jerry Lewis involved in this shit. I'm telling you. Is he still alive?
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
No, he's gone.
So really don't make you get him involved.
Don't do this.
Right? It was this weekend for Jerry, right?
Yeah. Another. So also, non-related to the... Well, it is related to the event, but I know Lynn's a very spiritual person. She's devout Catholic, and so if you are the type of person who prays, that would be a good thing to do while you're buying your ticket. It's just little prayer. Because I know that means a lot. That would mean a lot to her too. Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting. My mom is Catholic as well. And I'm not really a religious person. I don't really, but the other day she said to me, I know this is not you, but it's Lynn. You know, maybe you could stop at a church and light a candle for her. And I thought, you know what? I'm gonna do that.
That's nice.
And I walked in, and it's funny because I've never been, right?
Right.
And I walk in, and I'm like, oh, I don't even have anything to light this thing with, right? I don't even know what to do with this thing.
I got a lighter?
I have no lighter. I have no, like, what does one do?
Flint.
So come to find out, it's their fake candles, and you just push the thing, and the thing lights up. And I was like,
years ago, it wasn't
okay.
Like
you sure the church didn't start to rumble when you walked in?
What would happen
if I walked in?
Like, you know, there was three.
Well, forget about it. The demons would come up from the floor.
Old people.
Whatever, right? And like each one had a prayer. And like, so I read them each and I was like, okay, this one sounds more like what I'm looking for. So like, I lit one of the candles in front of that person, whoever that was. And then I was like, I'm going to do one more just in case. And then I walked into the church area and then they had more of the red candles over there. And I was like, okay. Okay.
There's candles everywhere.
And then I went over and then I turned around. There's blue candles on the other far side. I'm like, what are the blue ones for? And nobody was in there to ask. And then I went over and I'm like, maybe this is for like the service or something like that. Like, what are the
Did you ever Hello? Find out?
No. I didn't light a blue candle because I didn't know what they were.
You invented prayer browsing.
Yes.
I'm just going to browse the color candles.
Yes.
That's going to make me look bad.
Red is my favorite color.
Well, there you go. I did the red ones.
Okay.
And then I didn't know, like, I went to go, like, walk across the front, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm supposed to do. So I went all the way around the back to see the blue candles. Like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I did it.
I would have loved it.
So are you a believer now in prayer?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're a strong believer in prayer?
Hold on. Sorry.
So me, Heather, Yvette, and Kenny, we were recently in a church down at Arthur Avenue, and we all went in. We said prayers. We lit candles. And then shortly after, my good friend Ken lost something very, very that he needed, that he couldn't find.
Well, that's what he was praying for.
And it worked. He made me crazy for days. And I said to him, say the St. Anthony's prayer.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right?
And he found it, right?
He did. He calls me back. I said, Kenny, I saw where your keys are. Keys. They're in your pants or in your desk.
In your pants.
He calls me back. I prayed to St. Anthony.
Yeah.
And I got my keys.
Who do you pray for losing your mind? I'm just asking. I'm not sure.
Father Carmine. You got to talk to Father Carmine.
St. Anthony does work. It does work. I lost my golf ball twice and I found it.
Oh.
Like, St. Anthony,
near the hole.
Please help me.
Near the hole. He found the ball near the hole.
He called me. He said, I found my effing keys.
Yeah, I grew up with that.
I was there when this happened.
Oh, my God. It was so funny.
Who's thinking to pray to St. Anthony when you want to sell your house? You bury St. Joseph upside down
in the front yard.
Blah, blah, blah. All this, and it works.
Yeah. Does it work?
Oh, my gosh.
It does.
You front
oh, wait. You're moving, Jess.
Still.
Did you move it?
Yep.
Yeah, you're selling?
Yeah, let's go, yeah. You better get a St. Joseph's doll.
You have to bury St. Joseph in your front yard upside down with his face facing the direction you want to move.
Oh.
She had Jewish friends.
There you go.
And she made them do this, and they sold the house like within days of burying St. Joseph.
Where do I get a St. Joseph?
I go to a church store.
Oh, okay.
Church store.
Churchstore.com.
Amazon.
No, that would be .org. Sorry.
Ben is chuckling back there.
So I did pray. I prayed to Lynn's parents for her mother to cut to, like, when she's under, that to have a revelation about getting rid of all of the stuff that she holds on to in her house.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry I had to say it.
Is Lynn a hoarder?
Let go.
No,
she's not a hoarder, but she holds on to things that she just doesn't need.
I'm talking about people?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, probably objects.
Yes, that too.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know. I thought that was funny.
But yeah, so it's back to that. If you are spiritual or religious and you know how to light candles and know which color you're supposed to do, please do that as well.
Or even a prayer to the universe.
Yes.
Yes.
Doesn't have to be God, religion.
Go juju. Go Reiki yourself or whatever the fuck.
yourself.
You gotta do,
burn yourself with sage.
Yeah. Smoke some sage, whatever it is.
Smoke some sage. I like that one.
So I've been fortunate enough to have someone come in my life. This beautiful woman back here, you can't see her, but she's...
You can't see her, so nobody has to really break the secret. There's really nobody behind you.
Yeah. So while she was sitting here listening to this, she wrote a poem.
Aww.
Like on the spot. And Joe, get the tissues.
I'm great.
That's it.
How many? All right. Is this a good thing to go out on?
I think it is. I think we could end with this.
But so unless you need...
You have other questions. Go.
Can we just go through the whole event one more time?
Yeah,
like, where to buy tickets, the email address, the whole thing? Go.
Go.
Somebody's pick a ball.
Keep going. Come on.
You're on the spot. Hey, on the spot. The event is taking place Sunday, October 12th, 11 to 8, right? Correct. At Hudson Valley Pick a Ball.
Where's that?
And that is 1895 South Road in Poughkeepsie.
It's the old South Hills Mall.
Yes, it's
so crazy.
Well, it's the old Christmas tree shop.
Yes.
So if anyone wants to use that as a landmark.
It's a beautiful lounge and beautiful place to be.
Yeah, there's a lounge bar. There will be food.
Yes.
There's going to be
a cash bar.
Yeah. Donations for food. If anybody works for a restaurant or knows a restaurant that might want to donate breakfast items, lunch items, or dinner items, that would be cool to let us know.
Please contact me.
Email kickstartlinshart@gmail.com. Sorry.
Yeah.
So. I mean, to steal your thunder, sorry.
No, I don't care. I'm a little half people. In the bed.
She's her own thunder, yeah, trust me.
Yeah. She's her own storm.
Singer has a microphone all day long. She's got to jump in on your shit now.
Yeah. You may want me on a podcast.
Oh, I'm getting you. We're going to find
very
out.
Entertaining.
Right. We're going to find out the worst parts.
Yeah. What me and Cher did in the ladies. Someone else would do.
Wait, what you did in the leaves?
In the ladies' room.
Oh. Ladies' room, yeah. Oh, taking pictures. Oh,
yeah. Ass pictures. Anyway, go ahead. Ass
all right. So,
anyway, go ahead.
So one last thing, though. Again, just want to stress that none of this happens without volunteers. We can't stress enough the help that we need to make sure this takes off the ground. And we need the help. It has to happen. There's a lot of people in the community that can offer. You don't have to be bashful about it. Just reach out and then get involved.
Even
we need
just two
help.
Hours.
That's all we're asking. Even if it's 30 minutes, we need help. And none of this can happen without the community.
Anywhere from registration,
together.
Right? Yeah. Taking the money for the tickets and greeters, helping in the lounge area, maybe like clean up the tables a little bit of the garbage, just little tasks. That's all.
Right. And then leading up to it, obviously, as well, like the donations and the door knocking and
right.
stuff
there's,
like that.
There's to do, things to do before and then the day of. Right.
And if anybody and wants to help with her political campaign as well, she is running again for re-election. This is very, very, very important. She is running for re-election for District 14, and she's done amazing things for her community so far. There is a Democratic candidate running against her. She would normally need to knock on doors and meet the community and talk to them about what she's going to do for them, what she can do for them, and answer questions. And she is not going to be able to do that. So we are looking for volunteers that will be able to do that for her. As a group, we can go knock on doors. Vicky LaPerch is going to be donating T-shirts for her and stuff like that. And she's going to be heading up that part of it. But we need to get her reelected. We need to get her reelected because the community needs her. If you can help with the reelection campaign in any capacity, that would be amazing too.
And this
KickstartLynnsHart@gmail.com.
And this is a lifelong condition.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yes. She's had it her whole life and she'll probably still have issues going forward.
Now we have to monitor that battery that's in her pacemaker because that's got to be changed every 10 years. So we got to make sure that thing keeps going.
We got to put it on our
calendar. I think it has a USB cord.
Put it on your tongue. My grandpa used to say that.
You're right.
Maybe we could get a charger station.
That's not an Uncle Tim. That, like, we'll just carry the battery with us. Oh, my God, she's low.
Plug her in.
Plug her in.
Take her to the Fishkill Shopping Center.
Just to describe what a rough room this is. So I'm texting Cher, and she's like, she got a pacemaker. And I go, when can I start making jokes? Cher sends me jokes she started making that morning before.
But Linda has that sense of humor.
Yeah.
Right. We all do.
She needs
it. That's why we're like, we're the tribe. We're all like one big tribe. That's why we all are on that same level.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So Eventbrite.
Yes.
Kickstart LynnsHart. Facebook page you have. We have Kickstart LynnsHart. GoFundMe, Kickstart LynnsHart.
Yeah.
Lynn has an E, Kickstart LynnsHart at Gmail.
I'll put it all over my Facebook page. Everyone does it, you know, over their Facebook page.
And we know the event. What am I forgetting? Anything? I don't think I'm forgetting anything, right?
I have to have Hudson Valley Pickleball put it on there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a big thanks to Hudson Valley Pickleball.
Yes. Really. Thank God I have
without
bosses.
Them, this is not happening, too.
I joke. Yeah, very good bosses.
All right, let's go with this beautiful poem that Yvette just wrote on the spot. Ode to a warrior heart. Joe, get tissue thread.
That's yours. I got mine.
In quiet strength, you rise again. A heart once tested, a journey's bend. Through shadows deep and nights so long, you fought with courage, fierce and strong. With every breath, a whisper true, the love you nurture like morning dew. A beacon bright. To those you hold, a spirit fierce, a heart of gold. Oh, mother friend with endless grace, in trials faced, you found your place. The world around you may seem unkind, yet in your heart the light we find. like gentle waves that kiss the shore, you rebuild the dreams worth fighting for. With each small step, you forge ahead a warrior's path where few dare tread. Legislative heart, so bold and bright, you champion others, you're their light. From halls of power to home's embrace, you weave your love, you carve your space. Your journey's written in courage and song, in laughter and tears, the path is long. But as you mend with every beat, know that your spirit will not retreat. So rise, dear friend, take on the day. With a heart that's healing, come what may. For every challenge, you'll rise anew, a warrior's heart forever true.
That is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
All right. See you October 12th, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
So long.
Take care. Thank you, John.
Ciao, baby.
Thank you, John.
All right. We're good.
Yeah. Okay.
So what do you do now? You cut it all up and then...
No, I don't cut anything. No.